It is day one of the 2017 Sonoma County Fair. Lots of things going on beginning this morning at 10 o'clock. And on the KSRO live line with us is Jane Ingdahl. She is the special events coordinator of the fair. Jane and I have been through a few Sonoma County fairs together. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning.
Nice to talk to you. And you're still at it, I see.
I am. Sometimes I doubt my sanity, but I'm here.
So Jane is, there are so many special events at the fair. And by the way, Jane, happy Easter. It's Easter Day
Thank
today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
In the holidays fair theme for this year. But Jane is involved in getting some of the events together that are sort of on the sidelines of the fair many times, but often end up to be the most talked about events of the entire fair. What have you got for us this year?
Well, I've been waiting a long time for this one to come around because holidays are so much fun, and to cram them all into 11-day period is going to be truly amazing. I mean, if you have a favorite holiday, we're going to hit it.
Yep.
If you hate holidays, we're going to make you rethink your feeling because we're going to do holidays, but we're only doing the fun parts. We're not doing any of the family fights. We're not doing any of the extra work on your part. We're just going to do the fun stuff.
So you don't have to bring your relatives to the fair.
No, and if you bring them, you don't have to speak to them. It's perfectly all right. It's okay with us. So we're going to hit the ground running today with Easter, and Easter, of course, means eggs. So we started it all off yesterday by boiling 75 dozen eggs.
75 dozen.
And that's a lot. It turns out it's a lot more than I was envisioning. It's a boatload of eggs. It really is.
Well, let me just say that I hope that all of the eggs are found today, because with the heat and everything else, the ones that may remain out there will become known soon enough.
Oh, no, you misunderstand. Now, no, the boiled eggs are only for decorating. No one actually wants the boiled eggs once you find them.
So okay.
We're hiding plastic eggs filled with treats, but
quite
we're inviting everyone to come and color eggs.
Quite
so
wise.
You get to color eggs without the threat of having to someday eat them. So it's going to be fun.
Well, tonight...
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, tonight, too, a big concert at the Sonoma County Fair. Looking forward to the Marshall Tucker Band.
Oh, yeah. This year is going to be amazing because all day long we're going to have holiday fun with activities and, like, for instance, snow this weekend and all kinds of cool things happening.
Wait a minute.
No fun intended.
Snow this weekend.
I couldn't get the real stuff, but let me tell you, it turns out that fake snow is better than real snow. It's
Ooh.
Amazing. You got to come and see this stuff. It's unbelievable.
That's got to be Christmas Day, right?
Yes. Well, yeah. All weekend will be winter. We're going to celebrate the winter holidays. So we're going to do, ho-ho-ho contests for Santa impersonators. And we're going to have snow. And people can make snow angels and all kinds of things. But every night during the fair, in addition to the holiday stuff, every night we have a big free show in community theater. So you can party all day with the fun holiday stuff, and then you can just kick back and relax and enjoy a show in community theater. So it's a no way to lose situation. There's going to be fun things every minute of every day.
So the fair is like 10 days this year, right?
11.
11 days. So you're packing a lot of action into those 11 days.
And it is 11 straight days with no breaks. So we are going to hit the ground running with Easter, then we'll hit into tomorrow is New Year's. We've been filling balloons for days so we can drop them. And then we're going to do Christmas and winter this weekend, and then Monday will be Earth Day, and Tuesday is Veterans Day and Independence Day. Incidentally, veterans get in free on Tuesday because it is Veterans Day. And then Wednesday is Talk Like a Pirate Day, one of my favorite holidays. And then Thursday...
Please tell me there's a St. Patrick's Day in here somewhere.
Oh, I'm so glad you mentioned that, because Thursday is St. Patrick's Day, so everyone needs to wear their green. And on St. Patrick's Day, we're going to end the day at 7 o'clock with a real hunt for a pot of gold, except it's not a pot of gold, it's one piece. So we're going to hide a whole bunch of $400 worth of coins, and in amongst them is one gold coin. That's all I could afford for St. Patrick's Day. And then, let's see, so that gets us to Thursday. And then Friday is Valentine's Day. And that's the day that people are going to be getting married and renewing their vows on the Ferris wheel, proving I am not the only odd one on the planet. That's good. It makes me feel better. And then the final weekend, August 12th and 13th, are the fall holidays, and we're going to do Halloween, Thanksgiving, Day of the Dead, and, of course, we finish it all off next Sunday at 7 o'clock with a gathering of zombies. So
sounds like the fair is full of it again this year, Jane.
Oh, yes. I think we've included it all.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you over there, and congratulations in advance. The fair starts at 10 o'clock this morning, and we'll see you over there, Jane. 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock.
Okay, thank you for correcting me.
You're all welcome to come and stand outside.
I was going to say, we're so anxious, we can't wait to get there.
I like that.
Jane, thank you, and good luck over the next 11 days.
Thanks very much.
That's special events coordinator for the fair, Jane Ingdahl.